line. When every one of them is giving up and giving in, tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Will it? Cause this house of mine stands strong. That's the price you pay. Leave behind your heart. Happening, looking through the glass, find the wrong within the past, knowing we are the youth. Caught us in a beast, out of world without the peace, face a bit of the truth.
Yes, I can.
Oh, so what state are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida? How can I help you today? This is my first time on the radio doing my radio show, so I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
But I'll be more
great,
than happy.
No problem. No problem.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm kind of doing healing of my masculine energy, and so I'm revisiting, like, my father issues, which are not fully resolved. And I don't know if you have any information on my father, you know, like on my father in some way or form. I think he's still alive. I mean, I don't talk to him. I don't communicate with him, but there was a lot of, violence, abuse, and then he left. So it's an unresolved wound that I am seeking to resolve.
So first of all, you need to know that I do feel like your father still is alive, but you need to understand that your father's issues were his issues. Don't own his issues. The minute that you own his issues is the minute that you pick up his karma. So it's
okay.
So on one hand, you have to feel like it's a blessing and God is protecting you from being with this person. And it's a lesson that it's not your lesson to learn, but it was his lesson to deal with. And once you overcome that, then I just feel like you'll feel better about yourself. You'll be more in tune with yourself, and you'll just have that weight taken off of you. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. You don't have to take the blame. I kind of feel like you're taking the blame, correct?
Yeah, a little. Because I feel like responsible for all my creations in a way, you know, and like maybe I need, not like I created it, but like somehow I had to experience it,
sometimes it's not about you created it. Sometimes things you were meant to come through, but it doesn't necessarily mean that because your parents had you that this is your creation. Not necessarily. This is all about getting into more self-worth and valuing self. I think you hold too much onto the past and too much on coulda, shoulda, woulda. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. That's stopping yourself. You're very smart and you're very spiritual, and you've got a really amazing mind, and you have this compassion for people. Take that compassion and put that energy into what's going to serve a purpose for you instead of hanging on to the past. Follow your gut feeling. You're very intuitive, correct?
Yeah.
So follow your gut feelings. But sometimes on your gut feelings, you mislead yourself because you feel like you're obligated, or you feel like you need to a better person, or you need to try harder. No, that's not necessarily true. Not necessarily true. You're in a transformation. You got maybe two more hiccups between now and the end of the year. And then after that, I just kind of feel like you're going to get into your happy place and things are, and you're going to learn to, you're going to disconnect from things that don't serve a purpose for you anymore. And then once you do that, then everything is going to fall into place. There's a lot of people that have great respect for you and like you, and you miss the mark on that. Take those people that really care and appreciate you and cultivate that energy. There's not, you know, all you can do is just wish that person the best and make peace with it. But the minute that you, like I said in the beginning, the minute that you own someone's issue is the minute that you pick up their karma. You don't want to do that. Say that again. Go ahead.
How am I owning it? I mean, how am I owning it? Because I'm getting into his energy, or because I'm trying to figure it out?
Right, and the guilt and trying to question it and trying to put the square in the circle and the triangle. It's not, you know, just if it's, you know, it's just meant to be that it is what it is, almost to the fact that it happened for a reason. But this was to make you get more into self and not get into, not get wrapped up in. You're too loving and caring for people, and you have a great passion, but you also feel guilty feeling like you don't, like you did the wrong thing or you're not worthy. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. You are an amazing person, and you need to start letting people see that you value yourself, because you're beautiful. You got really cool eyes. All I gotta say is your eyes are absolutely amazing. Do people compliment you on your eyes?
Yes.
Because you know why? Because they're seeing your soul. That's why you have a very good soul. So it's all about getting connected, allowing your soul to connect you to yourself. And when you do that, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to just be like, oh, why did I spend this time wasting energy on that? You know what? And you have to look at it this way. It's okay to love the people that hurt you. You know, people think that because we break up in a relationship or break up in a divorce or family thing that we have to hate them. No, you can still love them. And as long as you understand that it's okay to love him, it's just not meant to be near him. Just send that person blessings and peace. So, because then it will make you feel better. But seriously, okay. I think, and sweetie, in the long way, I really feel like God is protecting you, solely protecting you. And if it was meant to be, you have to look at it this way. If it was meant to be, he'd be in your life. And it would be a whole different story. But at the same time, you're asking God for protection. You're asking God for truth. You're asking God for, you know, so many amazing things. And he's showing you. I think we just missed the mark. You got to get out of your guilt, because you don't have to feel guilty anymore. You didn't do anything wrong. Those are that person's issue. And when you were born to succeed and to persevere through this so that you can help other people overcome this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You help a lot of people, and you just need to know that it's okay to feel the way that you do. Don't hang on to the energy that it stops you from really persevering forward. It's a very hard thing to do, and it's not easy, but the more that you do it, the more that you become comfortable, and then it will become so natural for you to do. And then people are like, how do you do it? Then you can help other people along the way. But just know that you really need to know that you're appreciated and loved by so many other people, because I don't think you value yourself. Correct?
Yeah, not enough. That's for sure.
No, not enough. Not enough. You need to start really valuing self. And here's a way how you can change your energy. So like if you drive home the same way, start driving home different ways. Change little things in your house. That will shift and change you to start overcoming the fear, overcoming the anxiety and the doubt that you have, and the questioning. And then, you know, you always, you know, always ask, you know, God and your angels and the universe, just show you the truth. And they'll show you the truth. They'll absolutely show you the truth. I know you're real spiritual too. So it's just like, you know, get into that and you're going to feel absolutely amazing. You give it till the end of the year. And it's not because it's the end of the year, but I just kind of feel like you're ending a cycle and you're getting ready to start a new cycle. This has been like a 15 year cycle that you've been in, and you're coming out of it. So the more that you come out of a cycle, the more that you question it, fear it, kind of like, you know, don't go backwards. It's not worth going backwards. Just somehow or another, whatever's going to be comfortable for you, find a way to move forward and don't stay stuck. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. All right.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Hello, how are you?
Hello, thank you.
So where are you calling from?
I am calling from California.
Oh, cool. So what can I do for you today?
I haven't called into your show before. Do you do other side mediumship readings?
I have my private business, and then yes, I do. I'm from California, so I have a local phone number. If you, but I can answer any questions that you want right now.
I meant now. I meant on over the yes. This program.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to contact somebody on the other side.
So you have three people from the other side right now that are with you. I have two males and a female. I have a male. Did he recently die, pass over on the other side?
No.
Okay, there's a male. Do you have a grandfather figure that's passed over on the other side?
Yes. Way before I was even born.
That's okay. He's there. He's always been there for you. He's kind of been a doorkeeper for you. You know, you're very intuitive, and you, it's like you can see and feel things, but you're at the same time you're fearful of it. Why are you fearful of it?
Oh, I'm not now. I was in my childhood, but I'm not now.
Okay. So there's certain senses that you need to pay attention to, because when you think and you rethink, you're too analytical. So when you get into that analytical mind, I feel like there's a mother. Do you have a mother figure on the other side?
Yes.
So she's trying to snap you out of it. So if you hear pops, or if you hear like cracks on the wall, or if you just get the sense of feeling that your mother's trying to snap you out of it.
Oh, great.
So she says that you drive her crazy because you talk to her all the time, but you're not listening. So, as she also comes to you in your dreams, have you been seeing her in your dreams?
Yes. And more my aunt. But yes, so both of them are usually together.
Was your aunt more of the mother figure?
Just more recent.
Okay, so she's telling me she wants you to know that she's okay. and that actually you feel her presence quite a bit, and she's validating that everything that you're feeling is there with her, and she wants to. I don't know. I almost feel like you listen to her, but you don't listen to her. Is that correct?
I don't know what that means, actually. I feel I do listen to them, so I don't know what I'm not listening to.
So don't double mind yourself. Are you double minding yourself when things come in from them?
Not that I'm aware of.
A little bit. There's just a little bit of questioning. Don't do that. So, and then who's a George? I pick up a George.
An uncle.
Okay. And then which one had a dog? Because they're showing me that the dog's with them on the other side.
A mother.
Okay. So that's the mother. Okay. Who has a little bit of health issues around you?
My alive now, my father.
Okay. So, I kind of feel like, is he not going to a doctor, or he needs to change the doctor?
I would say change.
Yeah.
He definitely keeps up with his health. Yeah,
he just needs to, the change of the doctor will be good. I just kind of feel like this doctor that he has right now isn't really keeping him up to par. So if he changes doctors, it would all fall into place. He'll feel better.
Oh.
And, does he have high blood pressure?
Yes.
So I kind of feel like they have him on. I kind of feel like he needs to change the dose of the medication, and he'll start feeling better. Either he's been on the medication too long, and the body's immune to it, and at the same time, I kind of feel like he's been changing things, and so he doesn't. One, he doesn't need that high dosage, and two, he needs another brand so that So when he takes it, it will acclimate him.
Mm. Mm.
So, and then who's been having trouble sleeping?
Oh my gosh, that's me. My lower back.
Okay, so that's a little bit of fear and a little bit of trying to reacclimate yourself. So why are you struggling with yourself? You're very smart. And once people get to know you, you have a nice sense of humor. You're funny. I like you. You're funny. But you hold back on people. So don't do that. Do you have a new position at the job, or are you looking to shift a job?
Looking at not just a job, a whole new career area.
So in that, don't limit yourself. And don't.
Oh, yeah.
You're too analytical. So you think and you rethink, and this is where you get stuck. Don't be analytical. So you need to just whatever the first thought you think, you need to do that and go with that, and stop like going through the layers of coulda, shoulda, woulda. That's what keeps you stuck. And so in that, that's when your aunts and your mom are trying to tell you, trying to shift you. To get out of that mindset. Does that make sense? So go ahead.
So I get the first thought, and then what? It's like I'm not sure what to do differently. I believe my first intuition, and then what?
So then you start to nitpick. Don't nitpick. That's your analytical.
No, I'm not. Saying I don't know. I know what I'm asking, the positive, not the negative. What should I do, not what I shouldn't do.
So once you get into like go with the first thought, you're gonna have to really gear into just like trusting, and you don't trust yourself. You don't need, you know, you're brilliant. You have a brilliant mind. You're very creative, and you're you gravitate people to you, but the catch is that you just kind of are too hard on yourself. You got to get out of the hardness on yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I stopped myself before I
started. You do. And oh my God, you got so in that, and sometimes you question if people, so this is another thing that you have a little bit of a habit of, is that if people say, oh my God, you're so pretty, or oh my God, you're so talented or smart, you're like, yeah, right. So don't do that anymore. You need to just
say,
oh my God.
That's a little kid.
And you need to just say, oh my God, thank you, I appreciate that. So the more that you speak in the present instead of the past, the more that you're going shifting and changing things. And it's just like, you know, it's getting out of the childhood, the upbringing, because it's not just the childhood. There's a lot of things right now that are shifting and changing. So I've been telling people a lot lately, what served a purpose before doesn't serve a purpose right now. And if we can get out of this, if you can get into the flow of the constant changing that this whole world, not just the United States, this whole world is in a big, huge shift and change. If you can get into that, then and not create the fear and not create the double mind of coulda, shoulda, woulda, then you're going to flow real good. What do you do for a living? Because I think you cut yourself, you shortchange yourself too much.
Oh, yeah. I work in events, but I want to get back into more into service of helping people, which I've done in the past.
Right. So what you need to do is you need to do revamp a business card and just put your name and your email and your phone number and you're going to start carry it with you and start passing them out. It might not seem like people are going to call, but they're going to be like thinking of, oh, yeah, I met this person. I have her card, blah, 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 blah. Change the design. Change the way that you do business. It's all about letting go of things that don't serve a purpose, and it's about connecting to what's going to be now. And you have a little bit of a problem where you want to pre-think things and prejudge things. Don't do that. That's what keeps you stuck. Don't do that. So get out of the mindset of, oh, they're not, like, for an example, oh, they're not going to call me, or they probably, blah, 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 blah. Don't do that. That's shortchanging yourself. Don't do that. So you need to step into the shoe that's going to fit you right now. And you've been trying on all these different shoes and get comfortable in the shoe, because you know what? You are very business savvy. You got a brilliant mind. You know how to read people. You know how things are supposed to work. The only problem is that you don't apply it to yourself. You can speak it and say it and teach it for other people, but you don't do it for self. So this is a time for you to really get into self and really let people see who you are. And you know what? If people get mad or upset with you, then you know what? You have to look at it that you know what, they're not meant to be in your life. They're not meant to be do the business. Don't feel guilty, because you do feel guilty on if you upset people. Don't do that anymore. Just move forward, because you know what, you speak the truth and you know you have value, and don't let anybody diminish your value, because sometimes you listen too much to what people say and then you start backtracking that, and then you feel bad about yourself. Don't do that.
There's a particular manager I work with who is cut me off, and so
because they feel you, one, they feel your energy, and they know that you're powerful. You don't know you're powerful, but they know you're powerful. So it's just like, you know, as long and they don't like it. And as long as you give yourself away, this is what's going to happen to you. People are, don't do that anymore. Don't do that. You know what? Are you thinking about really doing your own business? Because you're better off doing your own business.
Yeah, I have. I have in the past. I just want to do a different business, not the events business.
So this would be a time between now and February to start it. So this is
okay.
A time to start cultivating it, to start getting it going, to start getting name branding, get your car business cards, get everything going so that when you can make the transition in about 3 or 4 months, you'll make the transition and you'll feel good about yourself. So, you know, I think that your question coulda, shoulda, woulda, don't do that. Just know that, you know what, you know what's right, but you have that self-doubt.
Yeah.
So now it's like, you know what, it's I don't want to say it's a do or die, but it almost is a do or die system. You either do it now or you're going to stay stuck. Don't do that. There's too many people waiting for you, and there's too many people that need your service, and there's too many people that are and actually it's going to end up if you choose to do it now, it's going to end up where you're going to even have to hire an assistant to help you. That's how popular you're going to be, and that's how in demand you're going to be.
Do you see more of in what? That's my problem, is I don't have the business plan. How do I clarify my new area?
So you're an event planner right now. So are you getting are you getting more into a service business, or are you getting more into the health business?
More like helping people.
So are you getting
into more
coaching?
I don't know. I don't see it.
No, I didn't think so. This is where you vacillate back and forth, and this is where you stay stuck. So you need to stay where you are and get your business plan going. You're very talented, though. Why are you? You're very creative and you're very knowledgeable.
Yeah, I want to use creativity for sure.
Are you working with children as well? Because there's a possibility, not now,
but
later.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, that's what I'd like to. Creativity and children and therapy-ish.
Yeah, so whatever you want to do, like I said, between now and February, now's the time to start laying the foundation and getting that started.
Okay.
Are you who's the artist around you?
Well, people in my family, but nobody really uses it, if you know what I mean. It's a hobby.
Right. So you need to tap into that, and then you'll be fine.
Okay.
So, all right, my dear, anything else? I got a lot of people online.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you so much for your time. And
all right.
I will listen to it again and take
all
notes.
Right.
And I just
all right.
wanted to take it all in. Thanks so much.
All right. Fabulous. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, how's the weather out there?
It's very hot today.
Yeah, I bet.
Very hot today.
Yes. So what can I do for you today?
I just want to see, lately, probably for like the last 6 months, I've been going through a lot of different changes. My boyfriend and I broke up and he moved out, which I would like to see if you see that coming back together. And then I'm having an issue with my mom as well. And I just don't understand why she attacks me.
Okay, so first of all, let's go with your mother. First of all, don't own her issues. Like I said on one of the callers, don't own her issues. She's got a lot of so the difference between issues and and karma are like, issues and judgments are have the same kind of energy. The minute that you judge somebody, we're so quick to judge. Like if somebody's walking on along the street and you look at them, we're so quick to say, oh my God, what is that person wearing? The minute that you think that is the minute that you pick up their karma and in along with the karma that you have. And issues are the same thing. The minute that you pick up somebody's issue and own it is the minute that you pick up all their crap. And you don't want that. Your mother's got a lot of lessons and a lot of karma to fulfill. That's not yours. That is literally not yours to fulfill. And when you think that you want to, don't own it. Because that's holding you back and that's making you feel bad. All you can do is you can be kind of a little bit of a schmuck, correct?
Yeah, she actually is. It's like almost like she hates me. Again, she kind of manipulates my son against me as well. It breaks my heart. I don't know why.
Because one, she's unhappy. And two, that's a pattern that she's had that she's learned from either her mother or her grandmother. And so don't own it. And sometimes you're going to, all you can do is wish her well and just, and make peace and just realize, it's not you. She's putting falseness into who you are. I almost feel like you need to walk away for a while. Walk away and go be who you need to be and don't feel guilty, because the more that you're around her, the more that she's going to just hold you back, and the more that you're going to, it depresses you, it saddens your heart, it really breaks your heart. It really, really breaks your heart, and I'm sorry that you have to go through that. But it's at the same time, this is all, if you weren't ready to make the shift, you wouldn't be seeking advice. And so this is a good time to just almost like, you need to just kind of walk away and just say, I'm worth more and I'm valued more. Because when you do that, then everything will fall into place. Your boyfriend, he broke up. Those are his issues as well.
I'm sorry?
Those are his issues as well.
I couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit, yeah. You were breaking up just a bit.
Okay. Those the issues with your boyfriend, those are his. So it's almost like the energy that your mother gives to you, you hang on to that, the same energy that your boyfriend gives you. Don't do that. You need to, this is a lesson that you need to value yourself. You need to be in control of self. Oh my gosh. You have so many, you're very talented. Why aren't you using your talent?
I think for the last couple of years, I've secluded myself. To myself.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. You're very, you're very precise and you're very accurate in your thinking and you doubt yourself. Don't do that. This is a time for you to shift and change. This is a time for you. You know what? This is your yes means yes, your no means no. And you have a little bit of a difficulty saying yes and no to people. You feel obligated to say yes to people and you feel obligated to, anything that they need? No. If it doesn't suit you anymore, don't feel obligated that you have to say yes. I think that comes from your mother, where you feel guilty about anything and everything. Don't do that. What do you do for a living? Because people value
you. Right now, I'm actually not working, and that's been a big problem with me lately. Because when we broke up, I had the apartment by myself with my son. And so I'm looking for work. I'm seeking work.
What do you do? What is your talent?
I grew up in a family business. Business is my niche. I'd like to go back to school for healthcare because I was working in a hospital prior to not working.
So what you need to do right now is go on Indeed.com and put a resume
I'm on there.
First do that. Give it about, I kind of feel like,
we're heading into September, probably mid-September, you'll have something come in. And then once you secure that, then you can get into go back into school. Set your priorities first. And just realize, don't be so hard on yourself, and just realize that, you know what, this is all about timing. This is all about this has to be what's going to serve a purpose for you. And so once you get the job and then go into the school, everything's going to fall into place and you're going to feel so much better. But you're trying to put too many things in the basket and it's not working. So you're very visual, and you're very articulate in what you like and what you don't like. So you need to, and because you're very visual, you need to write that list down so that you can see it and then look at it. And once you do that, everything is going to fall into place. The minute that you have fear is the minute that you slow yourself down. Don't get into that fear. That fear is holding you back. And you know what? You just need to really understand that when you fulfill the lesson and a karma with your boyfriend, and
so you don't see that coming back together.
I feel like you got one more. He's going to come back one more time, and I just think that when he comes back, you're not going to be the same person. You're not going to be the same person, and you're going to look at things differently. And so I feel like you'll be the one ending the relationship. You have another man coming in, probably October, very smart, very different from what you normally pick, very business savvy, and you connect. You like a smart man. You like an intellectual man.
Mm-hmm.
This man thinks he's family oriented. He's also business oriented, but he also knows when to play and when not to play. And I think that when he comes in, he's going to show you how to balance yourself, because you go from one extreme to another, and you need to learn to balance yourself. And so this man coming in, this boyfriend that you had, the last one, has no balance, no nothing. But you have to look at it this way. This is a past life love. And so when the soul has a past life love and a past life connection, that song, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, that's what it means. You're really having a hard time breaking up because you have that soul connection. So the lesson is that it doesn't matter whether you were the female or the male in a past life. The connection of the soul is that he's always treated you this way. You need to get into self-value and not put up with all the crap anymore. And when you can recognize that, everything is going to fall into place and that new man's going to come. I like this new man coming in because he really balances you. You like to talk smart. You like to have fun. You like to you like to travel. You like to dabble in a little bit of everything. So does this person. And I kind of feel like this person is more match for you. And I feel like you're going to be like, oh, I know what true love is. Because I feel like you love this last past relationship, but you're not in love with him. And I feel like you have a lot of guilt, like you need to correct a wrong. No, you don't. No, you don't. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess
no.
I just try to figure it out. I analyze because I don't know.
Yeah, you're too analytical, where you think and rethink, and then you try to you're trying to just like justify. Don't justify. It is what it is, and it's okay. And you need to know that you're okay. You need to know that you're going to be absolutely phenomenal. You need to know that here's what's happening. You got a lot of the church guilt, you got a lot of your mother guilt, and you got a lot of past boyfriend relationship guilt. Don't do that anymore. Trust, you need to learn to get into what's going to serve the best purpose for you. And it's not being self-centered, and it's not being ego. It's being true to self, true to God. And when you're true to self, true to God, everything falls into place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. I guess because I've just been kind of in thought, like, I mean, I've really, I've damaged myself just by sitting around with my, at this point I need a new car. I need that, you know, and then I'm sitting here thinking about all these things I need instead of being able to focus on one step. And it's killing my body.
Yeah, it is, because you take too much on. And here's the other thing. You pick up a lot of people's energy. And so you need to defer what energy is yours and what energy is theirs. If you take a bath in 4 to 5 cups of Epsom salt with 1 cup of baking soda, like at nighttime mm-hmm. before you go to bed, soak no more than 15 minutes. Soak in that, and that's going to disconnect everybody's energy so that you stay in your energy and you can start thinking what's going to be the best for you. You get mixed up because you got everybody that you pick up everybody's energy and you pick up everybody's, I want to say junk. You pick up everybody's junk. Don't do that anymore. Yeah. You're going to have to figure out what is going to be the best balance for you. And when you do, I want you to know there is no right way or wrong way. It's going to be whatever feels right for you. I can't tell you what's going to be right for you. You got to feel and know what's going to be right for you. And then when you do, you're going to be, oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I did this. I'm so happy that I listened to self and I'm able to do what I'm able to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you
getting a new vehicle? Anything soon for work?
Yeah, I do. I kind of feel like you're going to get a used one, like maybe three or four years old. But the vehicle is going to be very good. That's where you're going to feel like self-empowered, like, all right, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You're going to be so happy. You're going to treat it like a new car. And here's the thing. When you love something, it doesn't matter if it's a house, an apartment, or a car, or whatever it is, it's going to love you back. It's going to send you that energy. So you listen to too many people and then it makes you feel guilty. Stop listening to people. Listen more to yourself, because you're very smart. You're very intuitive and you kind of know where you want to go, but you need validation. You don't need validation. All you need to do is put that what you think is validation, put it into action. And when you put it into action, you're going to feel so, so much better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You need one good cry. You need one good cry. Let it all out. Let all that hurt out. And seriously, one good cry. And then, you know, kind of like the old saying, dust yourself off. And I just feel like, you know what, you don't cry and you don't allow yourself to cry, because you feel like if you cry, then that means that you're weak. No, it doesn't. You just need to release.
No, I mean, I do cry. Definitely, yeah.
You need one good more cry. You seriously need one more good cry and just fully let it out and just be done with it. You cry and then you hang on to it and you recreate
mm-hmm.
that emotion. Don't recreate that emotion. Let it go. It's stopping you. You're very brilliant in your mind, but you don't feel it as a whole. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So no.
Absolutely.
You got, you know, this is a time to, I know a lot of callers are going to say, she says this a lot, but this really is a time period where people need to reboot themselves. This is a time period where we need to connect self to self and get rid of old energies and old thought patterns that don't serve a purpose to us, because that's what's holding us back. It's the old guilt. It's the old, and here's the other thing. I'm going to go back to your mother a little bit. You can love your mother, absolutely love your mother, but you don't have to like what she does.
Yeah, I do stay away from her, but it's like she attacks, like embarrasses me too. Like if I'm not, even when I'm not speaking with her, and she'll overstep her boundaries with my son, and then, you know, because she has a lot more money than me, it's like she...
It doesn't matter. That's where you cut the...
Manipulates him with that.
Right, and that's where you're going to have to make an executive decision with yourself. That's where you're going to have to mm-hmm. say, you know what, you need to cut off ties for a while. You need to go be who you need to be, and you need to set your boundaries, because you've never, ever, ever set your boundaries with your mother. You've been too afraid to set your boundaries with your mother. Once you set your boundaries with your mother and just say, you know what, this is inappropriate, blah, 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 whatever you want to say, however you want to say, it's not going to, you know, we think that, oh my God, I can't speak to your mother that way. Well, if your parent can speak that way to
yeah,
a child, you know what I'm saying? Especially an adult child.
I do.
Then you need to give yourself permission, and you need to set up your boundaries, because if you don't set up your boundaries, then you're going to lose the respect of your children, because they're going to see that you allow people to walk all over you. No. There's a difference between, you can still love somebody and you can still respect them. You just don't have to like what they're doing. And when you get into that and set the boundaries, then your children are going to think, my mom's strong. My mom's powerful. My mom rocks. And that's where you need to be right now. You need to, and it's just like, you know what? It's not being disrespectful. It's taking your power back and taking control of your own family. And when you know that something's wrong, but you allow it, then this is the problem, is that we recreate karma that way. And then things that, when things are going good and we can't figure out why things are going bad, it's because you recreated karma by not letting the truth and by not being true to self, true to God, happen and speaking your truth. Does that make sense?
Can I ask you, do you think that as far as with my ex, is he with somebody else at the moment? Like, I don't, the way
so
it is, it's just.
You know what? That's almost like none of your business. You need to let that energy go and go be happy with yourself. I think you're so, you know, you're looking to hang on to things that don't serve a purpose for you. And this is where you get stuck. And this is where people don't succeed, is because they hang on the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Don't do that. You need to just, you know what he is, you know, value what you had, take the good, let the rest go. And then just and just get into your happy mode, not with your family, not with your friends, not with your past life. Yeah, you need to just, you know, you need just to reboot yourself. And I'm going to say that a lot to a lot of people. Reboot. This is the time to reboot yourself and get into self. Get into self.
Have you seen my grandma around me at all?
Yeah, she's very powerful. She's absolutely very powerful. Actually, have you been feeling like someone's been pulling your hair, or do you feel itching on your hair?
Yeah.
That's her. She's trying to snap you out of it. So she's there with you. She didn't put up with nobody's crap. So she's trying to teach you the same thing. So pay attention.
That was like my best friend. Do you know how she passed? Because she passed actually in Atlantic City. I dropped her off for the bus. And my feeling is that she had a bad hip. My feeling is that she had a heart attack because she fell and couldn't get up.
It was more than that. She says to tell you she was a much, much more sicker. She didn't want anybody to know. And she valued your time. And she's going to help you make a wrong a right. And she says you talk to her all the time. You say prayers for her. She's in a good place right now. She also is showing me that you made her happy the last time you were there. You made her happy, and that's why she didn't want you around when she passed. She wanted you to just remember those happy times, because you're too much. You remember too much of the bad, and she doesn't want you to remember the bad.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much strong around you. Sometimes you smell her. When you smell her, that's validating that she is around you. So you can start talking to her, and she's going to start making things happen for you. Just because people pass over they have a choice to either stay or to move forward. She's there to be your angel, and she's there to guide you. You just need to start feeling her a little bit more and start having, you're a little bit kind of, you're a little intimidated by this energy, and she doesn't want you to be intimidated. Does that make sense?
Well, I try to open up to it.
once I'm grounded and concentrated without my mind in, you know, a million different directions, I can absolutely feel, because I'm spiritual and I know I'm intuitive. It's just that when my mind's all over, it comes to me more in dreams.
And are you, so you're almost like you're here, there, everywhere. You need to stop being here, there, everywhere and get back into the balance of what's going to serve purpose for you. And you need to start eating clean. You've got two eats too much sugar. There's too much, somebody eats too much sugar around you. Is that you?
Well, I'm on my ADD meds. I mean, maybe I do eat too much sugar. I don't eat so much. That's my thing. I can't lose weight. It's weird.
So it's because it's the sugar and it's the carbs. So your enzymes don't break up good. So you need to start learning to break up the enzymes. Once you break up the enzymes in the body, everything will start. And here's the other thing. You emotional eat. Once you stop emotional eating, everything will fall into place. And I almost feel like, you know, almost don't need to be on the, you're not ADD. I think you're so afraid to be who you need to be that because you're very creative, you're very smart, you're very talented, and you're very spiritual. You just, too many demons in your mind that control you. Don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? If you get, if anything, if you walk away knowing self-worth, that's all that matters to me. Because you have this absolutely amazing characteristic about you that is hard to explain, but only you know. And you need to take that characteristic and pop it and make it happen. And not get stuck into what people think you should be, and not get stuck of what family thinks you should be. And you need to own what is absolutely the gift that God gave you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're phenomenal. You're absolutely phenomenal. Now you need to start feeling it, and you need to start engaging it. And when you do, everything will fall into place. Are you not computer savvy?
No, I am.
So go on. Or is it your son that wants to know more about the computers?
No. My cousin.
Okay, go on to another level and start researching, start doing what you need to do on that, and then everything will be fine. You're gonna just reengage. But I need to get the next caller. So I hope this helps
you.
And I hope you have a fabulous day. All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, good. I have so many California people calling today. So what can I do for you?
I'd like to see if you see work coming and also a committed relationship coming.
So on your work, I'm going to ask, what do you do for a living?
I was in healthcare.
What city do you live in?
I prefer not to say that.
Okay. Only because I'm from California, so I'm kind of familiar with how things are motivated right now. So California is in a major shift right now. So it's you almost need to, do you have an update resume or does it need to be updated?
I just did that.
Okay.
Updated.
So,
yeah.
So, you need to pinpoint the business that you would need to be in and go on different websites. Not, I don't feel like Indeed.com will do it. I don't think that, there's too many people looking at it. I kind of feel like whatever field you're in, go and get into the corporations and through that, send your resume through that, and that's where you're going to get noticed. If you're Googling and going on all these other employment, how do I want to say this? If you're going on these websites to do employment, you're not going to get noticed. The time and shift has changed where they're not looking at it so much as if they're looking on their own website. So whatever you can create and figure out on the website for the corporation and the business, that's where you're going to get business.
Okay.
You got a lot of experience I've been saying this a lot to people. People worldwide are in this really big, huge business transition and business shift. And so it's not necessarily that they're hiring people straight from college or they want the new fresh attitude or whatever. More corporations and businesses, hospitals, doctor's offices, whatever you want to say, they're looking for more people that have more experience. So this is a prime time for you. So you need to get out a little bit of the self-doubt. Like, no, maybe I'm not good. No. You're very talented and you're very good. You're very persnickety in what you want. So don't be too persnickety because that's going to hold you back. Does that make sense?
What's that word you're using?
Persnickety.
I've never heard that.
Oh, you haven't? that means you're being... I'm from California, so I thought everybody knew what persnickety means. That means that you're holding yourself back a little bit too much. Don't do that. You're being too picky.
Well,
don't be too picky.
I think the reason why is I haven't been in the field in a little while.
It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to get...
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You are phenomenal in what you do. Just because you haven't been in the field for a long time doesn't mean that you don't know what's happening. Of course you do. And it's just like riding a bike. Once you start, it's all going to fall into place. Like, it doesn't matter how long you've been away or what the circumstances are, everything's going to fall into place. That's what's going to stop you is just like, oh, no, I haven't been in this and I haven't done this. No. You need to own it, proud of it, and know that everything that you've been taught, everything, the schooling and everything, that you need to just realize that, you know what? No. You need to get into almost a little bit of an ego, like I'm good, and you don't get into that ego. You get into like a little bit of self-doubt. Does that make sense?
Right, and I shouldn't do that because I know I am actually excellent at the job.
Oh, here's the thing. You're probably too overqualified, but don't let that stop you. Here's the thing. The reason why people don't succeed is because they get that self-doubt. And once that self-doubt comes in, it's just like, you know, people try to destroy other people. No. You're not giving that power to anybody. You are absolutely phenomenal and amazing at what you do, and you need to start owning that. This year has been kind of difficult for a lot of people. This year is all about people fulfilling karma, good and bad karma. Everything that you have reaped in the last 10 years can now come to fruit. If you allow it to come to fruit, the minute that you decide to think, you know, have the double mind and start like, well, maybe questioning things, that's when you start putting up the roadblocks. Don't do that.
Right.
Go ahead.
Do you see that I would get a direct hire versus going through an agency, which I'm not really interested in doing the agency thing.
The agencies are not you, because the agencies put on a falseness for what you're looking for. This is why I'm saying go directly to corporations, go onto their websites, and go on to their employment hire. That's where you're going to be noticed. I don't feel in your field that if you go on to these like job sites or temporary services, you're not going to get what you want, and you won't get the pay. And this time, when you apply, you need to value yourself, and you need to say, yeah, I am worth this. Yes, I can do this. No, if they want, for metaphorically, if they are saying, oh, I want to pay you $10 an hour, you're like, no, I'm not selling for $10 an hour. No. That means that, you know what, that's not the job for you. You need to get the job where you think that you're valued, and that will happen. People think you can't. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, because it's a high paying field.
Of course it is, and don't settle for it. Because if you go through the temporary service, they're gonna get their piece of their commission, and then it's just you won't get what you're worth paid.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
No,
you're
absolutely not supposed to go into the temporary service. This is why you already know that you're not supposed to get into the temporary service. When you do that, you might as well just, you know, no.
Right.
Because then, no. No. Oh, my God. You are funny. You know what? You have this great energy about you that people are going to love you. The only problem is that you think that you're too strong, or that you come across too powerful. Don't do that. Let them see how powerful you are. Let them see how strong you are, because this is what people are looking for right now. They're not looking for people that vacillate back and forth on the coulda, shoulda, would have. They don't need that, and they don't want to waste their time on that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No. And when you do that, everything is going to fall into place. Here's the thing with California. California is in a little bit of a schmuck field right now. If you can just overcome what they're going through right now and not put any limit. See, you almost put limitations on yourself, and you can't put limitations on yourself, especially with California. California is trying to just kind of become their own country, their own state. And as long as you understand that and just persevere forward through all the baloney, then you're going to be fine. But when you get caught up in that baloney, that's where you're going to get lost. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I try to stay clear of any kind of political things in the workplace.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fine. No. And then who's Samantha? I pick up a Samantha.
Hey, what?
A Samantha. Do you know a Samantha? It could be somebody coming in. It could be somebody that's going to help you. And then I pick up two short trips. Are you planning trips? Okay. Well, that's coming through. And then who's on the other side that just passed over recently?
When you say recent, are we talking years? Because that it would be years.
Yeah, it would be years to them. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I get a male and a female. Who do you talk to most? Because they're telling me that you talk to a lot of people.
I talk to a lot of people.
You're very spiritual, but you're very private. You're a very private person, and you don't really care. You don't care for people to know a whole heck of a lot about you. You rather do it on your terms, which is understandable, absolutely understandable. But these people coming through are telling me that to tell you that take a chance, because you never take a chance. You don't take risks. You play it too safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't play it safe. Don't play it safe.
Okay. Now, with the job situation, are you seeing that coming in before the year is complete, or is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Something. So they're showing me September.
Okay.
By October, you're going to have two job opportunities. And then, they're showing me, they're so funny. Did you have a male that passed over? There's a male figure on the other side.
Yes.
So, oh my God, he's so funny. He's telling me, honey, they're going to start noticing you as soon as you get a job. Everybody's going to want you.
Okay.
They're actually laughing. They're telling me to tell you that you're on the right track and that you just need to value yourself. You have a little bit of childhood issue. Don't hang on to that childhood issue. Needs to let go so that you can persevere forward. Does that make sense?
I'd have to think about that. But population that you see me working with, would it be the adult population or the children, pediatrics?
You're going to have a choice. So here's the thing. If you get an opportunity to, if a job arises, it's going to change. So it's going to turn out to be where you want to be. But this is almost the stepping stones. This is almost like the door opening an avenue for you. Here's the thing. You have so many people that once you get into this job position that respect you, that are going to ask you to, like, ask you. Have you been wanting to write a book? Because they keep on showing me a book.
I've thought about it off and on.
You need to almost, once you start this new job, I think that energy is going to come up more and more, that you're going to end up writing a book. The opportunity is, you just need to know that you're in the right time, in the right place, in the right situation. You've never ever felt this way, but this is the time to be in the right place, in the right situation, and everything's going to fall into place. Here's where you blow it. You blow it by the self-doubt. Don't do that. It's not a time for self-doubt.
Exactly. No, I won't do that. But, so
because
you've
done that in the past.
Then?
Say that again.
Can you pick up which population?
More.
Or just
more
the first thing.
More pediatrics.
Okay.
But here's the thing, get your foot in the door. I kind of feel like as much as I feel pediatrics, when you get into the door, within 3 to 4 months, there'll be an opportunity to maybe switch into pediatrics. Does that make sense?
Oh, to switch. Okay, so the adult would be first, and then it may turn into pediatrics.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
so, no,
you're both populations. Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Don't limit yourself, because when you limit yourself, that's where you close yourself off. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely won't do that. Definitely.
No.
Definitely won't
and
do that. Yeah.
And you're absolutely phenomenal spiritual, and you know how to connect. Have you thought about helping people cross over to the other side?
Oh, no, that would be too difficult on the emotional level for me.
No, but you almost do. You have that ability. You almost do. You almost help family connect to that. So, you know, pay attention to that. That might not be now. It might be maybe 2 years later. But you have this phenomenal about you that you bring peace to people. So there is that opportunity as well. I know that scares you. But at the same time, you have this absolutely ambiance about you that creates that. Does that make sense?
I do, but is that with family or is that in the job arena?
Job arena.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, the choice is going to be yours, but in about 2 years, it's going to present itself. So, and I think by the time that it presents itself, you'll be ready.
Okay.
So it's
not family. It's other than family.
No. It's patience. No. It's not family. No.
Okay.
It's having the gift to bring peace and harmony to family and to people that are passing over. You have that ability to cross people over to the other side. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. No. It's not. No, family freaks you out. No, with strangers, you're
right.
Fine. With family, you're not.
Right. Correct. Now, so more than likely, then, you see me working either in September or October.
And September, you're going to have a position to say yay or nay. And here's the thing. You're going to be wanted by so many people. You're going to absolutely be wanted by so many people that there could be maybe a possibility after 3 or 4 months working at one job that you almost say, this is a job that's too good to be true and to pass up, that you almost might change and shift jobs opportunity. That's how powerful you are, and that's how in demand. You need to realize you are in demand. And I don't say that about a lot of people, but with you, you're in demand.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, so everything that you've worked hard for in the last 20 years, you're going to start reaping now. And just own it and just be humble and don't think that you're not worthy of it. But here's the other thing I want you to remember. Your yes means yes and your no means no. Does that make sense?
I'm dealing with that right now. Yes.
Yeah. So the more that you say your yes means yes, your no means no, the more in power you're going to be. And it's gonna take a few more times to get you out of the guilt. But once you're out of the guilt, you're gonna feel empowered. That when you're in the job opportunity, you're gonna be fully in control instead of out of control. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
And do we see a relationship coming in as well?
Not until after the job comes in. Once a job comes in,
okay,
and you feel secure with yourself, then everything else will fall into place. But right now you're not ready because you're too here, there, everywhere. But once you stay balanced and once you stay into a groundation, then everything will fall into place. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Absolutely.
You have an absolutely amazing person coming in. He's very quiet, very business oriented. I kind of feel like he's self-made. He could be an entrepreneur. And for the first time in your life, he's gonna show you what love is. I don't think you really have experienced actual true love. This is a man that's gonna show you true love, and at the same time, you're there to enhance one another. I don't think you've ever been in a relationship where it's been a one-way street, correct?
Correct.
So you're going to have a little bit of a hard time because the problem is that when he says something, you doubt it because you've been hurt so many times but yet at the same time you know that he's speaking the truth. So he's going to heal that love for you and teach you what love, unconditional love, is about, where you're going to build him up in different ways. It's absolutely phenomenal. I like this guy. He's probably someone that you would never pick in a million years, but I either feel like you're going to someone's either going to introduce you or you're going to go meet him on a website or whatever. I like this guy. I almost want to say he's a teddy bear, but he's not a teddy bear. He gives you comfort. He has the same morale that you do. He has the same, he's very analytical like you. He's very compassionate about things, but he doesn't put up with people's crap. And this is where he teaches you not to settle. I like this man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's this will be the final relationship, and you'll be married to death do you part. I like this guy.
And hopefully that's a long time, because I plan at least to be in my late 80s.
Yeah. This guy is going to worship you. And the problem is that you don't allow people to love you, and you don't allow people to come into you. And he's going to like kind of melt that away. And this is where you're going to have to get out of the illusion and get into reality of what love really is. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Yeah. So, all right, my sweetie, have a fabulous
thank
day
you.
And we'll talk to you later. All right. Have a good one.
Great. Thank you so very much. I appreciate your reading. It was
my pleasure. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are y'all doing today?
Good. What state are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio, oh, good. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I had a question about one of my friend, female friend, lady friend, I should say, we're supposed to be going on a trip, like, next week. Like, we don't talk as much as we used to. And, you know, it's kind of going back to I shouldn't have did the trip. I was kind of hesitant in doing it, but we had so much fun in San Diego, two other times. I just said, might as well do it. But, you know, it's just like... we still friends, but it seems like it's kind of a detachment there.
More of attachment on her side, not your side.
You say attachment or detachment?
You feel like she's more there's more of a different attachment on your side than it is on her side. Well, let me back that up again. She's more attached, I feel like, for the wrong reasons than what you're feeling, correct?
Right. Well, I just think, you know, she got another friend that she goes and, you know, goes out and does stuff with, you know.
So here's the thing. You miss Mark relationships. And so yes, everything that you're feeling, you need to know that you're not going crazy, you're not misreading anything. You're very in tune to in relationships. Once you're connected to somebody, you're connected to somebody. When they start playing games with you, you pick up on it right away. You don't allow them to know that you know what they're feeling, but you need to just know that everything that you're feeling is correct. So this is also a time for you to, you don't have a voice. Why don't you have a voice with her? What's the fear? You have too much fear, or do you give her too much power?
Probably give too much power.
So you need to be in control, and you need to just know that you're very, you know what, you're too nice to women. I hate to say that, but you're very nice to women, and women don't appreciate you. Don't do that anymore. Don't take what women give to you, or even at your work. You're too nice to people, and people take advantage of you. Don't do that anymore. Don't do that. What state are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah.
You have
yep. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? I can't hear you. Hello again. We can't hear you. Hello? We still can't hear you. Maybe you call back in. Thank you.
Telecalling the other day about stop being food's bitch. Because you're clear on what feeds you. And it's not about food. When I talk about it from that way, what feeds you? Like what recharges you? Is it massages weekly? Is it spending time with friends? You know, lately I've been spending some time with some friends in person, and God, I have so missed that. And it's not something that I'm talking now, realizing that it's a rock. finally getting clear on what does feed me. And there are some things, and I'm so grateful that having that co-creative team, doing all of those things that I have no interest in doing and enjoy being able to cook and clean and take care of the feed and how did I get so lucky.
Considered. Yeah, how many more, please?